At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. I'm sitting here at Hawks K with my good friend Nick Biondoletti. He is the producer of Guides and Tides, and Nick has also been shooting for both Into the Blue and Saltwater Experience for the last couple of years, and I'm sure you've learned a ton. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is, you know, so many people with the advent of social media and wanting to, like, make a good fishing video, even if it's just with their phone, like, what are some things that people can do to increase the quality of what they're getting?
I mean, with the iPhone or with anything?
Anything. Anything. Like, whatever you got.
Knowing the settings on the cameras has been a huge thing for me. Definitely learned a lot of that in the past couple of years, which has helped.
Yeah, so with that, though, what settings are you talking about?
Well, like, a lot of people want to shoot on auto. Yeah. Because it's what you get, the camera, it's all set up, you just think you hit record, but that's not the case. Going through the focusing, the iris, the f-stop, getting the right colors, knowing your filters on the camera are huge. Definitely with fishing, because, you know, having a polarized lens, filming fish in the water, or being in the open sunlight like we are now,
yeah,
makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And so learning those settings, is there a way that you can do that? I mean, does the camera come with a book, or you take a class, or what's the best way to do that?
I mean, every camera comes with a manual. It definitely would be great to read it. I never did when I first started. And then when I met Hop, he kind of ran me through all these things, and then Dan helped, and just, I learned a lot hands-on. But definitely reading about the camera you're using and knowing what you're using and the capabilities that it actually has helps a lot.
Yeah. And so a lot of people want to just simply buy better quality. Like, is it going to help if just to buy a better camera if you don't pay attention to all this stuff, or will it help to a certain degree, or what do you think about that?
It will help to a certain degree for sure. But then again, you're buying that nice camera thinking that you're just going to turn it on, it's going to do everything for you. But knowing the settings and going through it and figuring out what looks better in a certain situation, or you know, what filters you have on there in a certain situation. Do you need it? Do you not need it? Do you, you know, make it darker or lighter?
So a lot of ways that, like, a lot of that kind of stuff sounds like it's kind of trial and error, that you have to go out there and shoot it and be disappointed with what you get and then try to realize. I mean, that's how it used to be with when I first started photography. It was a different world entirely. We had to, the learning process was much, much slower, because we would get film and, you know, this film would be certain speeds, and then you would go out there and you would take pictures, and then you would have to get those developed. And you might get four or five rolls developed, and then you would look at them and you're like, oh, that would look terrible. Yeah. And if you didn't take notes, you couldn't remember, like, what you did. Right. Now it's so much easier, because you can snap a picture and go, oh, it's all dark, I don't like that, what did I do wrong? And you could see it instantly. Yeah. You know, but outside of, like, getting someone else to help you, are all the things that you're talking about kind of trial and error, or can you learn some of this stuff faster?
I mean, a lot of it is trial and error. I remember one of the first shoots I did with Into the Blue, I had overexposed just enough to where it ruined everything, you know, like, everything was ruined. The guy that we shot with was a little disappointed, but I learned from that situation in that day that it's always better to be a little underexposed than over, because you can fix it in post. but just, I don't know, going through the camera, a lot of the stuff's on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff I've learned too is through YouTube, just going on there and figuring out the exact problem you're having and learning it. But a lot of people don't want to take the time to learn it because it's easy just to click your camera on auto,
right,
and let it roll.
Right. Now, what about people that aren't as interested in doing this and they just want kind of some good social media stuff? And you've, you know, I noticed that when we're shooting, you're shooting with a big camera, but occasionally you put that down and you pick up the phone for certain shots, and you're responsible for our social media too. So you do a really good job there. How about tips on just making a better video just with your phone and using the capabilities? Because, I mean, you get a new phone these days, it has more capabilities than most people know what to do with. You got all these different modes and filters and everything like that. What do you suggest for somebody that's just going to shoot with their phone? How do they make the best, you know?
My favorite thing about the phone is it's so easy to move around. So, like, getting a different angle. Instead of, like, you know, we're sitting here, most people are just going to film you. But if you got down here and you shot up through the rocks, or you got over there and got low and got more water or whatever. I mean, just angles to me are huge, especially with the iPhone, because when you have a fish there, you can get down here and take a picture instead of just taking the normal, I don't know, the average picture that most people
a snapshot, like instead of a nice photograph, like you look at what Jason Stemple does. He's always looking at different angles and how he can get kind of a different shot. And a lot of times different is good. Sometimes different is not good. You know, you try a bunch of those things, shooting between the rocks and stuff like that, and you're like, that's a waste of time, you know? Yeah. And a lot of times it is, but you don't know until you try it. But that is a really good way. Now, what about like slow-mo and the other capabilities that these phones have these days? Are you using much of that, and can you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You get your iPhone 240 frames per second. We're using high quality cameras and we're getting 180 out of them. And you're doing this on your phone, which is unbelievable now. But yeah, I mean, the slow-mo is awesome. Sometimes it's a little choppy if you're not steady holding it, which those little, I think you have one of the phone, not a selfie stick, but the little gimbal kind of helps the phone stabilize. Those are awesome. I don't think they're that expensive either. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's not looking to do super high quality stuff, just buying the little stuff like that, little gadgets.
Okay. And then when you're going to put all this stuff together, say you get some good shots, maybe you got some good iPhone shots, you got all this stuff. What do you think the easiest platform for someone to learn how to edit and put together? You know, maybe it's just maybe they're just putting together a 1 minute little Instagram video or something, but what do you think the easiest way to edit that together is?
I mean, most of the Mac stuff comes with iMovie, which is super user friendly. It's on your phone too, the little app.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and you can put everything that you film that day straight into the app. Sometimes it even edits it for you.
Huh.
They have stock music they'll put to it, but that or Final Cut Pro on the Mac.
And how long do you think it takes for somebody to get pretty comfortable with that, with Final Cut Pro?
I mean, it takes a lot of sitting down and really being interested in learning about it. But if you want to do the basic stuff, you could do it in a day. You could learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're kind of learning this, are you watching other people's videos and trying to kind of be like, oh, that's kind of cool what they did there, I'm going to try to do that? Is that where you're getting most of your inspiration, or are you getting it through the editing software? Do they give you some examples of transitions and other things that you can use?
Yeah, but like you just said, learning from watching other people's stuff is kind of where I've gotten my ideas from and tried to make them a little better, a little different. But I always think you can learn from different people in the industry that there is different ways to do things, and some things look better and your way is not always the best way. And yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot from watching different guys over the years, pretty much. Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, Guides and Tides is looking really good these days.
Thanks.
If you haven't seen Guides and Tides, you can go to the Guides and Tides YouTube channel and you can subscribe to that. And Nick is putting that together. It's a really cool show. You should definitely check that out. And then you can also see his work on both Saltwater Experience and Into the Blue as our straight up A cam sometimes, B cam sometimes,
whatever,
specialty cam sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, man, you've gotten some really great stuff. So I hope that helped everybody kind of with a few tips on how to get some better fishing videos and even on your edit process. And if you are in this situation, you're trying to learn how to do it, man, I got a lot of sympathy for you, because it is a slow process, and yeah, I'm not very good at it, and that's why I keep people like Nick around. Yeah, because they're way better at it than me. So that's the other approach, is you just hang around with people that are way better at it than you are. But you know, you lose the creative outlet when that happens. But anyway, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. Yep. If people want to follow you, where they go?
Guides and Tides on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, no Twitter.
Not yet. Okay.
It's coming soon.
All right.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You should do TikTok.
I don't know. We'll get there. I'll do it.
All right. That's it for today. We'll see you next week.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.